Graham, is that an example, that game, of how you need to score when you're on top?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's I think we've done everything but score, or even hit the target, to be fair. I'm a little bit disappointed that we haven't actually tested the goalkeeper more, but we definitely had the opportunities to score. It's let us down. The performance was there for the whole game, to be fair. Whitford the post has done us in the second half with Proc shot, but the first half for me is where we put ourselves under pressure by not taking the opportunities when we were on top, and obviously conceding the goal before half time.
And after a fairly bright start from Bradford first 5 minutes, you've really got a hold of the game and dominated the rest of the first half. Yeah. It must be so frustrating to go in a goal down in those circumstances.
Yeah, it is. I really don't want to repeat myself, but I end up doing it because the game is about scoring goals, and we're just not scoring enough goals for our play. If we weren't creating these opportunities, then we'd be looking at lots of other things. But it's the standout reason why we're not taking the points that we should be. Looking at the game, I thought the best team lost today, and that's disrespect Bradford. They were. As we expected, and James Hanson scored the goal, which we obviously knew of that threat. There's only so much you can do when when the ball is hung up like that. But in general, it should have been a goal that they were pulling back, and not a goal that was putting them in the lead.
And possibly the fault lays with the service that came into him in the first place. Maybe the ball should have been stopped a bit sooner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'd just. We just lost Danny Andrew a few minutes before, and he was playing so well. And that sort of, Cranes was just getting into the game. He'd only just come on, after being out himself. But there was other things we could have done better. I thought we gave the ball away, or it should have been our ball when it broke out on the line. We didn't do enough to win it, and the ball's anyway. It's been recycled into our box, and he's a handful at that position, but. Like I said, you're gonna have to face that threat no matter how many goals you've scored or not scored. That is going to be there. What you've got to do is when you get the opportunities, you've got to take them. And that's it's been a recurring theme this season. It's something we have to continue to work on and try and get the players as positive as possible. We're not going to turn on them by any means, because the effort is there, the work effort, the actual play. You can see the team, how it can improve, how we can take this team and club forward. There's enough in there to grow as a group. But if you look at Bradford's team, there's a lot of experience throughout it, especially at this level. And we're just trying to get to that stage of experience with League One with our young players. And I think when we do that, which will come with time, I think we'll be winning those games when we should. But unfortunately, at the moment, we're not putting them to bed when we should be.
The second half, I sort of expected to Fleetwood to come out and have a right go. Having maybe a little bit of injustice about the first period, never really materialised though.
I thought it did in spells. I thought after Proc's shot that hit the post, I think maybe a couple of the players might think, is it one of those days? And that can sometimes happen, because it's not, obviously it's not the first game that it's happened in. It's usually been away, to be fair, but so that's the case. Like I said, Bradford are a very experienced team, and they know how to kill a game when they're in front. We could see that. Same as what I did when I was an experienced player. You kill certain situations, and that's what it did. And our team, as they go on, will learn to do the same.
And it's always disappointing to concede goals, but the one that eventually sort of killed the game off was scrappy, wasn't it? Really, at best to describe it.
Yeah, well, we'd changed the formation a little bit and just gone three at the back, obviously, because we wanted to try and force the issue, and it's on a bit of a counter-attack, and I think it's gone through someone's legs, and as always is in these situations, falls to the wrong person, and it goes in, and it probably killed the game off. at that game, like, because like I said, they use experience to do what they had to do. So yeah, from that point in the game, I think what's happening now a little bit is we're creating these opportunities, we're not taking them. It might possibly be playing on the players' minds.
A little bit of here we go again.
Yeah, I think so. It's a natural thing, but what you got to do as a professional is you got to fight these urges and the sort of the mentality that is the norm, and actually have a special mentality that said, no, this is the game we're going to turn it around, or this is the game that we're going to score, and that's what we have to produce now.
21 goals, I think it is, in 22 games that you've scored, something like that. It's not, you don't have to be a genius to work out where the issues are at the minute. Have you got things in the back of your mind for the January window to sort that out? You've two forwards out injured that are not due back immediately.
No, that's right. We're looking for a striker who scores regularly, and I'll join the queue with the other 91 managers that's looking for that same player and chuck me at him. But what we've got is we will continue to work with the players we've got, because we do believe in them. We do believe that there's goals in there. But, you know, we're not stupid, and we have to look at if we can improve this group with a player, not just in that position but others, then we will look to try to do something. But, like I said, I read some Premier League manager this morning talking about the same thing. Strikers, goals, you know, they're the ones that drive around in the big cars, because they do the job that's hard on the most.
Would Liam McAlinden be an option? He did well when he was here before.
Yeah, he would be an option. You know, obviously, Wolves took him back prior to his, how long we expected to have him, which was obviously a disappointing for us, because obviously he'd scored a couple of goals. And we'd obviously look to get good young players in like that if we possibly can. But, you know, there was other clubs in for him last time as well, and it's whether Wolves want to let him go out again or not. But we are, you know, working, and we, you know, this isn't a problem that's just appeared this week. So, you know, obviously we've got our eyes open to any players out there that might come in and help the group.